Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:03 a.m. It's the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My name is Mike. He's Squidbilly. She's Allie. He's Dylan. Playing some country music. He's trying to get on my good side this morning at 8 a.m. And I do appreciate it. You know what I mean? I do appreciate it. There's a little bit of everything out there as far as this show goes. You know what I mean? As far as our music taste, which I think is a beautiful thing.
Hey, we try to keep it versatile here on the morning shift.
You know what I mean? I just like to be included in that.
We got the shifties out there, and all the shifties come in different shape, size, the and shifties. Color. So we got to...
The 25%ers out there, known as the shifties. It is time for the wake-up call here in just a minute, 404-726-0929. We have been talking about all kinds of stuff, the matchup between the Atlanta Falcons, Washington Commanders going on this weekend. A lot of fun stuff breaking down. We talked about their offense against our defense, how we feel about Terry McLaurin being day-to-day, Deebo Samuel getting direct snaps, Marcus Mariota being part of the run game, and the possibility of Jaden Daniels being back this weekend, also breaking down whether or not A.J. Terrell could be part of that matchup. But I want to go there. Before we get to wake-up call, I got to ask you this question. I asked Dylan earlier what percentage of Falcons fans that he thought, would take Cliff Kingsbury, the Commanders' offensive coordinator, as the head coach of the Falcons right now. Now, Cliff Kingsbury had a failed stint as an NFL head coach, much in the way Raheem did down in Tampa. A little bit more of a dumpster fire for Cliff Kingsbury. He was more known for the view in his draft room during COVID than he was anything else. Dylan said it was 35%. He said 35%. Now, I asked Abe Gordon a second ago. I'm curious what you think Abe said, because I think it's important to get a little bit of a sample size on this.
I bet Abe said something closer to in the 50 range, maybe even like 60% of them would probably do it.
You're spot
on. But I don't know.
You're spot on. You're spot on.
Really?
You're spot on. He goes, I don't know. It's more than 50. Probably not all the way up to 70, though. I'd settle somewhere right in the middle there. Maybe 60% of Falcons fans. And then I said, Abe, how many of those fans, of that 60%, just want anybody other than Raheem? And he was like, I don't know. I'd say at least half of them just want Raheem to fail because they feel like it would make, you know, prove them right. They never wanted Raheem from the get-go. And I think there's probably that's probably a big factor in that conversation as well.
I think it's probably the truest thing Abe's ever said. You can, and this is what drives me nuts, is there are people in the media that do the exact same things. There are people that have microphones in front of their face, in front of their mouths, some of which probably are on our station, or another one, that literally want that to happen because they want to be right. That's the problem. That's why I get so frustrated with the negative take and the, well, I'm going to go ahead and say that they're going to suck because why? Because, and they'll never give you a reason. And the because is always the same. They just won't say it out loud. It's easier to doubt something and just say, yeah, it's probably going to fail. They're probably going to suck. They're probably going to lose.
Yeah.
Because you don't have any stock in it.
Yeah.
It's so easy for that.
I'm on the fence right now about Raheem's future. I hope it works out. But I think what I keep coming back to, Allie, is that 99% of NFL head coaches get fired. More than that, 99.9. I mean, very rarely. Bill Belichick's been fired before. Andy Reid's been fired. Like, they all get fired. At some point, they get
Belichick
fired.
Belichick got fired in New England at the end.
Exactly.
They called it a parting of the ways.
Yeah, yeah.
But he didn't want to leave, and Robert Kraft said, no, you have to leave now.
I mean, Pete Carroll's Super Bowl winner, he got fired. It just happens.
What's the average that they get to stick around?
I don't know. That's a good question. I have no idea what that is. Yeah.
Don Shula?
She's Googling right now. She's Googling.
Don Shula? He retired.
Yeah. Very rarely does it happen.
Jimmy Johnson won 2 Super Bowls and was immediately fired. I mean.
You know, what's funny, too, Bo, is I asked the question earlier. I was like, if you were Zach Robinson, is there any chance you just call Mike Gundy and be like, hey, man, can you stop by? You're not busy right now.
Right.
Can you just stop by and watch a little tape? On the flip side, though, there has been people that have been putting out on socials that maybe Zach Robinson is a candidate for the Oklahoma State job. Maybe that's
did hear that.
Yeah, maybe that he could be a candidate. I don't know why if you're Oklahoma State that you'd I mean, I guess because he's a son of the program. It seems very, and I'm going to say this because I love the man to death. It seems very Mike Shula-ish. Seems very Mike Shula-ish where you're just going back to the well a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen it happen here in the state of Georgia. When you hire one of your own, it can work out. So maybe that is something to be said about that job over at Oklahoma State as well. So I don't know.
I do have the answer to my own question that
I
asked you
guys. Yeah, you threw it up to yourself and soft tossed it. Go ahead. What do you got?
So the average tenure for an NFL head coach is around 3 years.
That's more than I thought it would be.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it would be like a 2.3 kind of thing. But it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of is what it is. Three years? Okay, I buy that.
As a guy that played, does it make you feel better or worse that it's almost the exact same for a player's? The average lifespan of an NFL player, I think it's like 2.5 years.
Yeah, it's not long.
And I say lifespan, I mean career span, I should say, is probably a better way to put it.
Yeah, it's not long. And I think it's just the nature of the beast. The NFL always stands for not for long. I mean, it's just exactly what it is. I have a lot of regrets about my own NFL career, but one of the things I do look back on is that statistic and go, okay, good, at least I outlived that.
Right.
You know what I mean? At least after my first contract, they wanted me back. And they were like, hey, man, we really like having you around. We talked to Mike Smith on Monday. I always wear that as a badge of honor that Mike was like, you know what, man, I like this guy. Let's try to bring him back in the building. He's a good football player. So I always wear that one on my sleeve. 404-726-0929 if you want to weigh in on the Atlanta Falcons. Any of the other goings-on we've been talking about today, man, we've hit a massive amount of topics.
We have.
Massive amount of topics. And we got the Georgia-Alabama game going on this weekend. We also have game day that's up at Oregon-Penn State. What a massive game for the Fighting Mike Contis.
Mm-hmm.
A huge, huge opportunity for that program to take another step forward. So that'll be a lot of fun to watch this weekend. Dylan, let's do this thing. All right, 404-726-0929 if you want to call in, get on the line. Look, you can talk about Zach Robbins, talking about Raheem, you talk about the Commanders. You can maybe even talk about whether or not Ike Hilliard was a scapegoat. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that to be true, but I know that there's some people out there who have that as a topic of conversation. Let's go straight to the phone lines. Dial on. I know we're loaded up. Let's go talk to Otis. O-Dog over in College Park. Otis, welcome back to the show, buddy. Been a while.
Been a minute. First of all, let me say Mike Mafia is in the building. We're not coming. We're here.
Wham. I needed that this morning, Otis. Let's go, baby.
We ain't coming. We're here. My first wake-up call, I got two of them. My first one is for Zach Robinson.
Yes, sir.
All I want to tell you, Zach, you probably not listening, but you need to listen. You need to change it up, bro. We need something different. You need to open that playbook up because I'm going to tell you what the offense is looking like. Have you ever been to somebody's house for a barbecue and they take the meat straight out the pack? Ain't no seasoning on this offense. No Larry, no complete season there. Put some seasoning on this offense, Zach. Okay,
I love it.
It's looking real bland.
Yeah.
And my second wake-up call, I gotta give it to Patrick Beverly. Talk about my Trey Young. Listen here, Patrick. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna go straight ATL right now on you.
Uh-oh.
Keep my boy name out your mouth and shut your lame ass up, my boy. I'm out. Let's go.
Hey, appreciate the phone call, Otis. The Pat Bev stuff we talked about last week a little bit, Bo. I will say this. I think what he talks about the seasoning, perfect.
Yeah.
It's absolutely, that was a perfect way to put it, the way I feel about it. There is a lot of things that you can do offensively. And the reason that we even brought up Cliff Kingsbury today is watching tape on their offense, unbalanced formations, jumbo formations, direct snaps, Deebo at quarterback, Marcus Mariota in the run game. I'm jealous. I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm jealous, Allie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the head coach front, we did have someone tweet in that Robert Saleh should be the head coach.
No, stop. Come on, man.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. You know what? How'd that work out in New York? And don't tell me he didn't get this, he didn't get that. They built a team for him that he wanted with Aaron Rodgers, and yeah, the Achilles fine, but it didn't work out. The other thing is, what do you know about Robert Saleh other than he coaches defense? What do you know about the attitude? Because I would dare to tell you he's not much different than Raheem as far as what you're going to see and what you're going to get and what you're going to experience. Yeah. So he's also very Dan Quinnish. He was interviewed here when they fired Dan and they hired Arthur Smith. You know why he didn't get the job? Because they were like, that's literally like bringing the guy in that we just fired.
Yeah.
As far as how he goes about it. So just if you don't like all the slogans with Dan Quinn, well, you're going to hate Robert Saleh.
Yeah, I think that it is interesting that three of our last four head coaches have been defensive-minded coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you do that, you got to bring in a seasoned vet in terms of the offense. And that's one thing we did not do so far this time around. I haven't liked it, so we'll see what comes of that. Let's go back to the phone lines, then. Let's talk to our buddy James over in College Park. James, welcome back to the show, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? First and foremost, shout out to the nation. Uh-oh. We are in the building as well. Well, now I got two things. The first one is, as far as the Falcons, you know how I go. We diehard fans. We just want to see a win. Because, you know, you slowly starting to feel like, well, here you go again.
Yep.
And secondly, yesterday was my first Braves game this season because of how they started. And I just want to say, let's give a wake-up call to the fans. Because as long as the Braves winning, no matter what the record is, we going to show out. So the Braves got to get together next season. And again, hashtag Big Billy Squid Nation.
Let's go.
Love the phone call, man. Appreciate you weighing in. Dylan, let's go back, try to get one more in right here before we got to go to break. Let's talk to Ron, who says he is driving through Cartersville. Ron, where are you headed this morning?
Hey, I make a route up through Georgia. I'm from Birmingham. So shout out to you, Mike's Mafia.
Yeah,
Roll Tide.
Let's go.
Wow. No, out of towners don't count. No, he don't count. He's from out of state.
I love the phone call. Yeah, come on.
I think we're going about this ABS thing, automatic balls and strike, all wrong. I don't think they should get any challenges.
What?
But they should put the frame up and have 10 little baseballs up above it, and every time the ump misses a call, the baseball is like a heart in a video game goes down.
No.
And when he misses his 10th call, they jerk him out right there and put a new one in.
It's like a designation system in soccer.
Yeah, so they want to be – C.B. Buckner wants to be part of the game and make himself bigger than the game. Let him in the second inning get his ass pulled right off the diamond.
I love that, man.
I did. Enjoy y'all's show. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
You know what?
Great
phone call. That call started rough, but I actually thought he brought it around pretty nicely. I got to give him credit.
Oh, man, I haven't heard those words muttered on this station maybe ever at anybody's mouth other than my own. So that's interesting stuff. Hey, we got time for one more. Dylan, what do you think? Let's go ahead and get one more. All right, let's still talk to Sean over in Dahlonega. Sean, what's going on, man?
Yeah, what's going on? I'm done with the Falcons. As long as Arthur Blank owns a team, I'm done with him. He's the worst owner in the NFL.
Stop.
Raheem Morris is the worst head coach in Falcons history. That includes Bobby Petrino. It's a grade-A clown show. I threw all my team gear in the trash after Sunday's game. This team is hopeless. Yeah. Bear all down.
Right. All right. Look,
you want to take one more call.
Yeah, I know. And here's the thing. I don't mind. The whole thing with Arthur, that's how I know. That's your signal to me that I can't have the conversation with you. Arthur Blank being the, what is Arthur Blank? What can Arthur Blank legitimately do that he hasn't done? Has he not let go of coaches? Has he not hired coaches? Mm-hmm. Has he not tried to make moves? He has tried to supply this franchise with every possible thing they need to be successful. Mm-hmm. He's not. This is not the Bengals that won't pay people. This is not Jerry that gets too involved in personnel decisions. This is not, you know, the Cardinals or whoever it is that make their teams pay for lunch every single day with a lunch card. This is he is giving every single thing to try to make this team and this city. By the way, his name's on the Children's Hospital, the zoo, the Children's Museum. Stop, just stop, man. Right. I'm tired of the Arthur Blank hate. It's ridiculous.
When I hear calls like that and I hear them bring up he's the worst owner ever, it realizes that guy probably wasn't a fan until Michael Vick got here or Matt Ryan got here or this second stint of this team. Because if you lived during the Smith family when they owned this team and how big of a debacle it was when they owned it, you would never utter those words. Like him or not, like Arthur Blank or not. Yeah. You can't say he's the worst owner in the league or the worst owner that this team's ever had because the Smith family was hot garbage.
Yeah, you also lost me with the Bobby Petrino comment. Dude, stop. Bobby Petrino quit.
Yeah, you don't remember Bobby Petrino either.
He left a note in everybody's locker and left town, and then he's doing Woo Pig Suey the next day. Come on, dude. Stop. Stop it. Stop it. I realize we're frustrated as a fan base. Stop it, Sean. That's garbage.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Coming up, what might be tricky in this weekend's matchup? Plus, we've got a Life of Squid.
A new look Zion? Yeah, it ain't going to work, though. I'll tell you why. Next morning, show Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.